Okay, I told y'all yesterday that Dwayne Wade is being very disrespectful to Gabrielle Union, and I said I will not watch the games until it's over with. But now, okay, now here's the story out here. Now, let me tell y'all disrespectful is on two occasions. This one here first. It's being reported, y'all, that Dwayne Wade was spotted tongue-kissing what's that boy's name? I forgot his name, honey. James. LeBron James' mama the other night after the doggone game. They're saying, y'all, that, honey, first of all, honey, that she's too old for him, for one thing, but she likes younger guys. They said that he said she tastes like Delonte. And they're saying that it was a very different... But that's what they said in the story. Tastes like Delonte and soda tea, whatever soda tea is. But anyway, and it's just not a good look. He's disrespecting this girl. It's enough he put in the doggone bleachers. And so she can't sit on the courtside seat at the games. And then there's another story out about that no good bastard. Look what he did to his doggone baby mama. Y'all, let's pray, y'all, for Savon, y'all. It's been reported, y'all, that Savon was arrested. Ricky, he's saying that she didn't get the kids to him on time for Father's Day. The girl rushed to his sister's house because she got to deliver the kids to his sister's house. They said she was supposed to be there on Saturday by 12 o'clock. She was a little late, and the kids was going to miss their 3 o'clock flight, y'all. He had this woman arrested. She was charged with two misdemeanor charges, Ricky. One count of attempted child abduction and two counts of unlawful visitation interference and one count of resisting arrest.
And it's, what is it, a double standard? It ain't fair because they always throwing men in jail for stuff like that or not paying child support. So when a woman do something out of family court or violate a family court order, then what is it for her? Why shouldn't she go to jail?
Well, first of all, it probably was traffic here that she was blocked up and trying to find a piece of outfit for Father's Day. No, you laughing, but no. And you can have her arrested. That woman mugshot is all over the press, Ricky. Them kids got to see their doggone mama mugshot in the news when they grow up.
Okay, Gary, guess what, though? She knew it was Father's Day weekend, and Dwayne Wade probably just like me. I don't play on Father's Day weekend. I make sure by Thursday night, all my kids are with me by Thursday night. That's my rule. I really have them all that week, but I let you roll until Thursday. By Thursday, I need them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'll send them back to you Monday.
That
I don't play
like
about
a weekend,
Father's Day.
A weekend boot camp.
Exactly.
A weekend boot camp. Yeah. Hell, we have a good ass time. I don't want nobody to miss nothing.
You can't tell nobody they're going to have a good ass time.
We're going
to. And not just that, girl, Ricky. Y'all. I mean, come on now. I mean, Chicago is traffic. I mean, this woman, she was trying to get him there. My God, hell. I mean, you don't have a arrest.
You know it was traffic.
Well, I'm sure it was traffic. It was sad that she was shopping for him to get him a new outfit to go see his butt with all this other damn tramp.
Gary, you know she was being spiteful. Come on.
I don't think she was being spiteful.
Yes, she was.
But you get her arrested, Ricky?
Okay.
Hell, put a woman in jail because, I mean,
he didn't put her in jail. Gary, when you violate a court order, Dwayne Wade didn't put her in jail. She violated a court order.
Child abduction?
Yep.
It's not like she was trying to steal him.
When you violate a court order or whatever, you have to do what's on that paper, Gary. If not, if you don't pay child support and that's what the court order is, then you go to jail. You
just can't like when you don't pay them tickets, Gary, and you had to go to jail.
Go to jail, and they made you take your thong off and put on men's underwear.
Right. You violated.
The Galuda Day is a great.
Don't be changing the subject.
Every girl, y'all was every curse. The Galuda Day is a great color.
Don't nobody care about the
Galuda. The Galuda Day is Sienna. On the high end, you say Sienna, and on the low end, say go. Well, that was a different violation.
Your man law violation. You a violation, period.
Oh, whatever.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.